NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
I'm Weilin Wong. And Adrian, you know what's spicier than a pumpkin latte in the fall?
Nothing. Nothing is spicier than a pumpkin latte in fall.
No, in fact, The Indicator Quiz. The Indicator Quiz, Adrian.
Ah, yes. How could I forget? The Indicator Quiz, of course. The questions in the quiz, so spicy, so flavorful. They're also based on economic ideas that we have touched on in previous episodes of The Indicator.
Everybody can play along, but there can only be one lucky person to play the quiz with us. So let's bring out our contestant.
Hi, I'm Anna Coomer, and I live in a suburb of Denver, Colorado.
What's up, Anna?
Hi, Anna. Welcome.
Anna, we're actually going to find out a little more about you later in the show. But for now, thanks for coming on The Indicator Quiz.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All of our questions today have a connection to climate change. Anna, how do you think you're going to do?
I'm ready to ace it, obviously.
I love it.
Yes, you're going to kill it. That's after the break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines understands the support small businesses need.
Knowing that no business is the same, knowing that we're all impacted by things that are beyond our control, like catastrophes, and hearing and listening and understanding what's important to a business owner, understanding how much is truly affordable and what makes sense at that moment, because a 3-year psychiatrist is going to be very different than a 20-year doctor, and a 2-year sign owner is going to be very different than a 1-month restaurant owner who's just trying to figure out what's going to be on the menu next month. Those are the things that I think are extremely important that come to my experience as a small business owner. It's me figuring out how to help the people that I live with, how to help the people that I work with, how to help the people that I volunteer with.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay, it is the Indicator Quiz, and we've got our contestant, Anna. Hey again.
Hello.
And Adrian is here to be your partner just in case you need a little help or encouragement. Thank you, Adrian.
Yes, help and encouragement I can do. Correct answers, I can't make any promises there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Question number one. This is a multiple choice. The Biden administration is embracing industrial policy as a means to address climate change. It's announced that it will spend billions of dollars investing in experimental technology like giant vacuums that can suck carbon out of the atmosphere. The question is, what is this technology called? Smog fans? Carbon capture and storage? Direct air capture? Or the Dyson decarbonizer?
I believe that's direct air capture.
Correct! The answer is direct air capture. So unlike carbon capture and storage, which removes carbon from the source like a smokestack, direct air capture removes carbon from the air.
I honestly wanted it to be Dyson decarbonizer.
That would be more fun.
Right.
All right, next question. The company Contemporary Amperex Technology Limited supplies batteries to a third of the world's electric vehicles. In addition to government support, this Chinese-based company benefited from what's known as blank in economics. Is it economies of scale, diseconomies of scale, variable costs, or resource monopolies?
I'm going to go with the first one, economies of scale.
Yes.
Yay.
On The Indicator, we've discussed how lithium-ion batteries have huge upfront costs, including research and development, deals securing lithium and cobalt and nickel, huge machines that make the battery cells, all that stuff. But once you've paid those upfront costs, the cost of making one additional battery isn't too expensive. All right, next question. In a recent episode, we discussed how a historic drought was affecting which critical shipping lane for global trade. Do you want multiple choice on this?
I mean, I feel like I can go right for the answer. I remember this episode.
Oh my gosh. Yes, amazing. Okay, give it to us.
The Panama Canal.
Wow.
You are right. It is the Panama Canal. The canal is experiencing its driest year on record since 1950. And as a result, the Panama Canal Authority cut back on the number of vessels that could go through each day. This had been causing a slight traffic jam.
We're just like blazing through here, so we're going to take a little bit of a break. Obviously, you know your indicators, but this is the part where we get to know a little more about you. Tell us a little bit about like what you do in Colorado.
Sure. I am a software engineer currently on the job hunt for my next role. So job searching right now. But that's also given me a little bit of time to do some of the more fun things like take advantage of Colorado's hikes and learning to sew and that kind of stuff.
What are some of the sewing projects you've been working on?
Oh, there are no projects yet. I have learned to thread the machine and wind the bobbin.
I honestly find that so inspiring because I would like to learn how to sew, and just winding the bobbin is so intimidating to me.
It is so complicated. It took a ridiculously long time to like get it right. Yeah.
So we also heard you have a little more time now for another hobby of yours, which is fostering kittens.
Oh, yeah. I did recently have a little guy named Peanut Butter.
Oh, is it hard when you have to say goodbye to your foster kitties?
Yeah, it's gut-wrenching every time. Yes. But you have to remember that you're sending them to find their forever home, and you can't keep 20 cats.
Or could you?
No.
Okay, so this is lovely, but we have to get back to the quiz. So Waylon and I, we're going to switch places now. So I'll be asking the questions, and Waylon is going to be your partner.
Okay.
Okay, true or false? In a landmark trial, a group of children successfully sued the state of Montana for putting their health at risk by permitting fossil fuel development without considering its effect on the climate.
I remember this episode, and I am thinking that they did win, but maybe I will ask Waylon, am I thinking along the right tracks that this might be true?
I would say the kids are all right.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes, I guess. I'll go with true.
That is correct.
Sorry. What kind of a hint was that? I'm sorry.
Too cryptic.
So, next question. The increasing frequency and scale of wildfires has led to a nascent industry of companies that are focused on protecting residential areas against catastrophes. Which of these is an example of home hardening against wildfires? A, fireproofing roofs. B, adding mesh to air vents. C, getting rid of plants and mulch within 5 feet of a house. Or D, all the above.
I think those all sound like good ideas. I think I'll go with D, all of the above.
That is correct. Final question.
Final question.
At the UN General Assembly, climate change dominated talks. So the question is this. As of the end of September, how many billion-dollar disasters has the U.S. experienced this year? In other words, how many natural disasters in the U.S. have resulted in more than $1 billion of damages? Is it 17, 20, 23, or 32?
Waylon, do you have a hint for me on this one?
I do. It's a sports-related hint. So LeBron James went back to wearing this jersey number this year, which was also the jersey number of Michael Jordan.
Okay. 23.
That is right. The answer is 23. And that is whatever the sports term is for a complete domination.
Maybe like Anna is like the GOAT indicator contestant.
Ooh.
Is that the sports term? Yeah.
I mean, you have essentially pitched a perfect game. Well done. How do you feel?
Great. I'm going to brag about this way more than is reasonable.
Yes, you did amazing. And we appreciate you listening to our episodes. And for playing, we are going to send you a pair of NPR socks.
Ooh, great. Thank you.
Are you interested in being a contestant on our next Indicator Quiz? Email your name and phone number to indicator@npr.org and put Indicator Quiz in the subject line. That's indicator@npr.org. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Sina Lafredo. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Our editor is Kate Concannon, and The Indicator's a production of NPR.